Good morning. I want to thank all of you for joining us this morning online for our worship service. And I trust that all of you have had a Merry Christmas. And I just want to say that I look forward to seeing all of you again on January 10th when we restart our in-person Sunday school and worship service. Today I'm going to be reading from the book of Numbers, so if you're at home watching online, I invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Numbers, chapter 13. Numbers, chapter 13, we're going to look at verse 30 through chapter 14 and verse 12. Numbers, chapter 13, beginning with verse 30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are all able to overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We're not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature." Then we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. Then all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, "If only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" So they said to one another, "Let us select a leader and return to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "The land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people reject me? How long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they." God, thank you for your word. And as we open your word this morning, I pray that we'll open our hearts and be receptive to your word. I claim Isaiah 55:11, which says, "As your word goes forth, we pray that it would not return void, but accomplish what pleases you. Forgive me of my sins and speak through me. In Jesus' name, amen." This morning for my introduction, I'd like to begin with by reading a poem. The author and title of this poem is unknown, but let me read this to you. It's regarding the new year. It says this: "Another fresh new year is here, another year to live, to banish worry, doubt, and fear, to love and laugh and give. This bright new year is given to me to live each day with zest, to daily grow and try to be my highest and my best. I have the opportunity once more to right some wrongs, to pray for peace, to plant a tree, and sing more joyful songs." Today we stand just a few days away from the beginning of a brand new year. And of course, a new year gives us new opportunities, new possibilities, and new beginnings. This poem here says the new year gives us the opportunity to right some wrongs. It says that the new year gives us the chance to live each day with zest. In other words, as we say goodbye to the old year, we can begin the new year with excitement, enthusiasm, and have a positive outlook about the future. It's a time for a new attitude as we begin a new year, to as the poem says, to live with zest, to grow and to strive to do our best as we live for God. Determining in the new year that we're going to give our best to God, we're going to live for God, we're going to glorify Him in everything that we do. And yes, each new year does have its own unique challenges. There will be obstacles and barriers that will hinder us in our desire to live for God and give Him our best. But we can't enter the new year claiming defeat when God promises us and will provide us the victory. That's what we see here in this story. God had promised His people a place of abundance and blessing. He promised victory, but the people chose defeat. Just as Moses and God's people stood facing the promised land, we stand facing the entrance to a brand new year. We have a choice to make, just like the people in Moses' day. And we'll talk about those choices in just a moment. But first, I want to give the background to this passage here and set the context for what we're talking about today. The Israelites, of course, had been in slavery and bondage in Egypt for over 400 years. God raised up this man Moses to lead the people out of slavery in Egypt and into the promised land. And the promised land, the Bible says, was a place of abundance and blessing. It was a place where God wanted His people to reside, and He would provide peace and prosperity as they were living there in the promised land. And we see this choice that they made when they were given this opportunity of abundance and blessing in the promised land. So the title of our lesson today, Entering the New Year. Entering the new year, I want us to notice three things here in this passage, basically three options that we have as we face the new year. Number one, first of all, as we enter the new year, we see here that we can be frightened by the future. We can be frightened by the future. Look at chapter 13, verse 31 through 33. But the men who had gone up with him said, "We're not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak come from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in their sight, and so we were in their sight." Moses had sent out 12 spies, 12 men, to go as spies, to go over into the promised land, and he instructed them to check things out. They were to go to gather information about this promised land and come back and give a report to Moses and the people. So after spending 40 days in this area, those 12 spies return, they come back, and 10 of the 12 spies give what the Bible says is a bad report. Their report led to fear among the people. It was not based on faith. These 10 spies focused on the dangers in the promised land instead of focusing on the determined word of God. God promised them this land, a place of victory, a place of abundance, but these 10 spies dwelled and focused on the dangers. They focused on the so-called giants in the land instead of focusing on the God of the universe. It was already determined by God in it. It was His will for His people to dwell and live in this land. Let me just part right here for just a moment and talk about the promised land. There are some who say that the promised land represents heaven. Later on in Scripture, we read where God's people, the Israelites, were able to cross over the Jordan River and make their way into the promised land. And some people say that that represents a Christian in this life. When they pass away, when they die, they say that dying and going to heaven is represented by the Israelites crossing the Jordan River and going into the promised land. That is actually a false representation. One of the ways that we can determine that or learn that is that we see in Scripture, when the Israelites did cross over the Jordan River and go into the promised land, they had to do battle with enemy nations. They had to conquer and drive out pagan people out from the promised land in order for them to occupy it. So we know the Bible teaches for a Christian, when they die, immediately go to heaven. There's no pagan people that you have to do battle with and drive out of heaven to occupy your space. There's no enemy nations there to fight. So the promised land actually represents the abundant life, the Christian life in the world today. As Christians, we are God's children. And as God's children, He wants to bless us. He wants to live in a life of abundance and blessing. He wants us to be in the center of His will, living obedient to His word, and He wants to give us His anointing. He wants to give us an abundance, not necessarily abundance of material things, but He wants us to have an abundance of grace and mercy. He wants to experience the abundance of His never-ending, unconditional love. And so we see here this choice that they made. The promised land here was a place that God wanted His people to live. And so as we stand at the threshold of a new year, let's choose not to be like the 10 spies. Let's make sure as we enter 2021 that we proceed with faith and not fear. In the 1960s, there was a cartoon series on TV. It was called The Adventures of Gulliver. It was based on the book Gulliver's Travels. And there was a character in this cartoon series named Glum. And just like the name implies, Glum was always negative and pessimistic and basically had a bad outlook toward life. And when faced with a challenge, Glum would normally say, "We're doomed. We'll never make it." That's the attitude of the 10 spies. Let me just say this, that 2020 is almost over. Within just a few days, we'll have a brand new year. And I submit to you today, as 2020 is fading out and is gone, we need to just let it go. It's over. It's done. Let's look forward to a new year. Let's make a determination to claim victory that is ours in 2021. Let's make sure that we proceed with faith in God and not with fear, and forget what's in the past. Forget the old year. Forget 2020. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians 3:13, who said this, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." So we see here, as we enter the new year, we can be frightened by the future. And number two, we can follow the crowd. We can follow the crowd. Look at chapter 14 now, verse 1 through 4. Notice what it says. Read that with me. It says, "Then all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, 'If only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?' So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. The problem with this report from these 10 spies is that it was contrary to God's word. And it was, as I said, based on fear and not based on faith in the promise of God's word. God had spoken the word. He had said that it was his will for his people to live in this place. But these 10 spies said, it can't be done. And this attitude, this perspective from these 10 spies spread throughout all the people. The whole congregation of people followed the spies. And it says here that the people stayed up all night crying and weeping. And then it goes on to say that they began to complain and murmur. Now let's think about that for a moment. They had an opportunity here to go into the promised land and experience God's best. They had an opportunity to experience God's blessings and benefits of being his chosen people. They had the opportunity of the security and protection that he would provide. But instead, the people, the congregation, chose to follow these 10 spies. And instead of the abundance in the promised land, says they were crying and weeping and complaining and murmuring. All because they listened to the wrong crowd. Last week, Kim and I went on vacation. And our daughter, Lexi, went along with us. And we went up into the mountains, the North Georgia mountains, spent several days up there and had a great time. We always enjoy going up there this time of year. But one of the things we did while we were up there was go horseback riding. And Kim and I are beginners when it comes to riding horses. We've done it a few times, but Lexi, our daughter, has a little bit more experience riding horses. But we went to the place there where we're going to go horseback riding, and we arrived and got checked in. They gave us instructions on what we were going to do, and so they picked out the horses for us, and we mounted up. And so our guide was a young lady. And of course, she was on the lead horse, and then Lexi was behind her. And then Kim was on her horse, and she was next in line. And then I was bringing up the rear on my horse. And it was interesting that once that guide on the lead horse turned her horse and started up the trail, Lexi's horse immediately, automatically turned and began to follow the lead horse. Kim's horse was next in line, and her horse turned automatically and began following Lexi's horse. And then my horse did the same thing, turned and automatically began to go up the trail, each horse following that lead horse. And praise God, our horses followed the lead horse, and it kept us on the right trail. But listen, as believers, let's be careful who we follow. Let's be careful who we listen to and not listen to the wrong people. There are some people that we listen to that will lead us down the wrong path. They'll take us down the wrong trail. They'll take us down the path of disobedience. You see, these 10 spies were afflicted with the grasshopper complex. They looked at those so-called giants and said, "We are like grasshoppers." They were defeated before the battle even began. This year, in the new year, let's make sure we talk more about God and what he can do and less about our problems and what we can't do. In 2021, let's determine in our hearts, you can call it a resolution if you like, but let's determine to be sold out for God. Let's determine to live in obedience to his word, and let's not let anybody talk us out of it. Make sure we don't listen to or follow the wrong crowd. And so we see here As we enter the new year, we can be frightened by the future. We can follow the wrong crowd. Or number three, notice this, we can flourish in the future. We can flourish in the future. Look at chapter 14, verse 5 through 10. Notice what happens here now. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. They spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "The land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel. So we see here two men, Joshua and Caleb, gave a report and begged the people, basically, to move forward to the land of their dreams instead of the land of their memory. The people, though, they refused to listen to Joshua and Caleb, but in essence, they were really refusing to listen to God. They were condemned to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. In 2021, let's make sure we don't wander in the wilderness of discouragement and disappointment and defeat. Let's operate with faith, not fear. Yes, we will face so-called giants, but they can be defeated. God will give us victory. Notice the words of Joshua and Caleb. Their protection, those in the promised land, he says, their protection has been taken from them, and God will give us victory. Let's remember that in the new year. Let that be our attitude as we go into a new year. 2 days ago, we celebrated the birthday of Jesus. And we know, of course, that Jesus was born into this world approximately 2,000 years ago. The Bible teaches us that Jesus was born into this world to die. He came into this world to die for our sins. And at the age of 33, he was nailed to a cross where he died for our sins, your sins, my sins, the sins of the whole world. He was buried, and the Bible says that 3 days later, he was raised from the dead, and he lives today. Let me just say to you today that if you've never trusted Jesus as your personal Savior, all you have to do is pray a simple prayer of faith and ask Jesus into your heart. And my friend, that'll be the best decision you ever make in your life. It'll be the greatest victory you can ever experience. If you ask Jesus into your heart, God will give you victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave. And all you have to do is pray a simple prayer of faith, as I said. You just go to God in prayer and just tell God, just say to God, "I confess my sins. I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins." And just tell Jesus, say, "Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I believe in you by faith. Thank you for dying for my sins. Be Lord of my life." If you pray that prayer, he will hear your prayer, and he'll come into your heart and save you, and it'll change your life forever. But it's been said that an optimist stays up until midnight on New Year's Eve to see the new year end. And a pessimist stays up till midnight on New Year's Eve to make sure the old year leaves. Let's look forward to 2021. Let's proceed into this new year with faith and not fear. Let's not listen to the naysayers. You know, we live in a post-Christian society here in America today. We live in a lost world. And let's make sure we don't listen to the ways of the world, the things of this world. Let's listen to God through His written word. Let's be obedient to Him. Let's determine to serve Him. And God will honor that. God will bless you with abundant blessings. He'll meet your needs and give you victory over the problems in life. Choose to proceed with faith, not fear, and experience God's best in 2021. And let me just say to our viewers that if you have a prayer request, or if you've prayed to accept Jesus into your life, or if you'd like help with that, you can call our church office and talk with someone there, and we'll be glad to get back with you. All you have to do is call our church office number at 706-234-1841. Let's pray together. God, thank you for your word. God, we're so thankful that you've allowed us to see a new year. And God, we know that 2020 has been an unprecedented, difficult year for many people. But I pray as we go into a new year, we look at it as a time of new opportunities and a new attitude. And I pray that we'll just focus on you and proceed with faith and not fear. I pray that we'll look to you for victory over the problems and difficulties in life. And may we always be reminded in the new year that you promise, as the Bible says, to never leave us or forsake us. We trust in you, but we believe in you by faith. And we thank you today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.